And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, miscommunication is one of those things that can rear its ugly head more often than you might imagine. How do you prevent miscommunication?
Well, I think it's so important to really pay attention to miscommunication, especially as we deal remotely with more and more of the people around us, whether it's team members, whether it's clients, whether it's prospects. You have to get clarity every step of the way, and you have to kind of overdo it when it comes to clarity. If there is even just a whiff of a misunderstanding, it's important to really go back and ask what they mean, what are they trying to accomplish. Something that just happened to us the other day is we had a client ask us for access to our dashboard. They send an email. Can I have access to your dashboard? So we as a team are now on a fire drill going, what should we give them? Should we give them access to the back end? And we're all going under all these assumptions of what they meant by dashboard. And we spent time going, asking each other, what can we do? How can we give it to them? How do we give them access to this, but not that? And then at some point we said, you know what, why don't we just call and see exactly what she means? So we scheduled the call, and within 5 minutes, we realized she didn't want really access to our dashboard. That's language we use to mean the back end of our website. To her, the dashboard meant just the archives of all the shows, and all she wanted to do was have access to the content with the transcripts. And we were in our heads imagining her wanting stats or her wanting to edit posts and all this other stuff that was just our own hallucination. And in actuality, she wanted something that was public that she could have just Googled and found, but she didn't know how to ask for it. And after a 5-minute call, we realized what she want, gave her the URL, and she left happy, and we didn't have to do anything else other than just get clarity on what she was really trying to accomplish and give her the means to accomplish it. So overcorrect when it comes to communications, get clarity, make sure that you're kind of speaking from the same song sheet and understand what they're trying to accomplish and how best for you to help them accomplish that. And don't assume you know what they mean, because a lot of times what they're saying isn't what you're thinking that they want.